The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Let's see, today, I'm not used to this, January 17th, 2016, and we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Also, Soarnex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Also, too, don't forget Hearts Collision. This is for New York residents, 518-477-7937. Don't forget, too, Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Go out to Primal Creations at AOL.com or contact Steven Santangelo on Facebook at stephen.santangelo.75. Also, too, Jason Fulner, go out and order his workout book, basically Plan a Year of Workouts.com. Go out to Amazon Prime for $5. You can get that on the 24th workout. You get there's a section to track your progress and set new goals. So go out there, Plan a Year of Workouts.com. Don't forget, top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Also, strength times power equals success in the winner's circle. Those are our two biggest products to date. They're all out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Also, too, sponsorship, huge here. For the month of January, it's $100, 5 to 15 shows. Obviously, everybody knows, if you haven't heard, $30 goes to muscular dystrophy. That's what FBC and M&M are dedicated to my brother Jimmy's memory, who died of muscular dystrophy. So that $30 goes out for a flu shot. You know, if they get flu, like my brother got a common cold, he died of pneumonia, so it's a real serious thing. Go out there, you can sign up either on motivationandmuscle.com or FiorelloBarbellCo.com. It's real easy to fill out. Even though we're in the January, it'll go right into February, we'll honor it. So, you know, the more you can support the show, obviously, the bigger we're going to get, and that's the plans. You know, we're going to be around for 25 years at least, and, you know, I'm planning on some big, big things coming down the road, which we have in the process already. We don't talk shit, man. We do it, and that's the way it is. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything. Let me see. I think there's something else I had to mention, though, and I don't know if I have that in front of me. I had to take my computer down, so I lost everything I brought up. And just bear with me, because I think this is your description, Aaron. Let me see here. If I can just get this thing to pop up quick. This isn't good to have dead air. Let me see here.
I can talk about my description.
Well, all right. Well, just give me 2 seconds and I'll have it. That's all. One. Let me see. I could probably just say it anyways, but I want to be right on target. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. Today we got my co-host Erin Mackin on the show, and in case you're not familiar with her, she's a Marine nutritional coach, owner of Paleo Effects, strength trainer, and exercise coach. So we're going to talk about hope, and we're going to talk about a few things that are going on with Erin right now. Mainly, she's been having some eating disorders for quite a while, and she's been training like a madman for a long, long time, and there's some things she wants to address with that, too. So before we get into that, Erin, welcome to the show, and why don't you give a little bio about yourself, and we'll get started in with what you're up against right now, and then we're going to talk about hope, which is a big deal, and I've got 4 questions I think the both of us can answer if you're into it, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, friends, and, you know, all of us who train out there. I consider you all my friends and my people. So yeah, just a little bio on me. I've been in the Marine Corps 17 years. In and out of active duty. So everybody always asks if that's active duty the whole time. I've done a whole bunch of other things. Park ranger, worked at a mental health facility. I loved being a park ranger and, you know, traveling and being outdoors a whole bunch. I am a mom. And I also work for Microsoft because I am a reserve Marine officer on orders right now and have spent quite a bit of those years on orders. Those are 17 good years I have in the Marine Corps. But I am just really pleased and excited to talk about this today with you, Eric, because, you know, I think we all can dive right into and are eager and hungry to eat up all that stuff about, you know, how to eat to get big and strong and to get lean and how to train for those things too. And we talk a little bit about like the mental toughness, but we don't often talk about, well, what do you do when you fall into a place or you're in a place where you need some help? And I think if the folks listening as individuals, if you haven't been there, it happens to everybody at some point in your life where you have to get outside your own brain and your own mind, and you can't think yourself out of your problem.
Okay. So yeah. Go ahead. Keep going.
So just to give an overview, I just wanted, you know, I think it's really important because I do consider you guys my tribe to kind of tell you where I'm at, because honestly, if I'm getting on this podcast every week or very often and talking about, you know, the food and the smoothies and the training, but I'm not really in that place or I'm changing my life, I think it's important that I can say that honestly to you and, you know, stand in my own truth and be able to shout it proudly. So What's gone on with me, and I think it's a good example of what can happen, is for, you know, since the time of that I began watching my body and trying to manipulate my body. So from the time I was 15 on up to now, I'm glad to say I'm 41. I'm very proud of that. You know, I had good periods and bad periods. Periods of time when I felt really in control of things, and control is a key word and a key element of that. And periods of time where I was sort of owned by what I believe is a disease and has addictive qualities, and that's eating disorder is the general name of it. That's the label, but I would fall into the category of an exercise addict / exercise bulimic, atypical anorexic, which means I'm not super skinny, but I restrict and control the food to the point that it sort of rules all my thoughts in my life. And that is the key point, is that throughout these 20-something years of struggling with this, there were times that I thought I was totally in control and sailing the ship. And I think that that's the tricky thing about this thing, is you can feel like, hey, I don't have a problem. I'm good. Until sort of, and you're not really confronted, especially if you run in fitness circles, because you just seem really dedicated. But when all you think about is, you know, how you're going to manipulate your food or your training, and it takes up, you know, 16 hours of your thinking day, and it's always sort of insidiously there, something, you know, needs to be done about it. And I think that a lot of folks are a little afraid to talk about those inner thoughts, and it can get you down. And so I found my place where I was physically exhausted more than I had ever been, and my hormones were in the dumps. And in trying to solve that problem, I really came to realize from talking to a bunch of doctors and folks on the Navy team, because the Navy supports the Marine Corps, that I had come to a place where I really needed help mentally, and I'll say spiritually malnutritioned too. So I am in a recovery program now that is at least 60 days long. It's an intensive outpatient treatment program here in San Diego. And it is all day, every day, working on changing those thoughts and those automatic thoughts, and then also getting some perspective. And boy, like, there's a lot I hate about it, because I don't want to change in some respects. It requires that I drop training for a while. And always, I mean, not even walking. And folks might go, what? That's crazy. That's blood circulation. That's good for you. Walking's great. But it needs to happen for a period of time so that I can find other ways to define myself. And also the food, right? So we're not talking about high protein, you know, high fat or high protein, high carb or anything like that anymore. We're talking about regular meals that the average person in average American society would maybe be served at a hospital, for instance. And, you know, us as healthy folks or people who seek health and good training, and we want to do good for our bodies, you know, that just grates against us. Like, what? You know, why would I choose to have that brownie over this, you know, apple or what have you? Well, it's getting rid of those food fears. And honestly, sort of that's what it had become. I had sort of whittled down what I was willing to eat to very, very few things. And I had noticed that what I believed was right and what I knew was right and healthy for other people, I wasn't doing myself. So it is really key to me that I sort of open the kimono, if you will, and share with you guys what's going on with me, because, hey, somebody out there might be in the same position, and I am definitely willing to talk about this as I go through the process and share some of the struggles and share some of the successes, too, as we go down this path. Yeah. What do you think, Eric?
I commend you for it. I think it takes a big person to change. I guess you're going to be the one that's going to define what you're going to do. And, you know, I want the best for you. I support you totally here, and I'm sure the whole family here will too. You know, it's disturbing to me in a lot of ways, because, you know, we all kind of set this hard-ass path we go on. And I don't know. I'm not where you are. I don't claim to be that way, but I can put myself where you are right now. And you know, it takes guts to do something like that. So, you know what I said, I commend you totally for that, and it'll all work out. It's like anything, man. You know, if you can just counter whatever's going on, and, you know, like I always say with training or anything, you can take those small steps, you know, that'll get you there no matter what. It always looks rough in the beginning, you know. I mean, you're trying to change years of, you know, habits that you believed in, and I think they're still right. I mean, I don't want to get into any type of personal things, but I'm just saying, you got to take a look at things in a different way and figure out what's right for you and change what you need to change. And maybe there's some things you don't have to change, and you go from there. And, you know, I know you can do it. I got total faith in you, and you know that, you know, I support you totally on this. So it takes a lot of guts to come on the air like this and air out personal things too. But, I have a feeling that there's probably, when this show goes up, there's going to be people listening to it that might be facing the same thing right now and never had the guts to do it. And, you know, maybe you're the push. That's what I always say with everything here. Maybe you're on the fence with something. We gave you that little nudge to make you go find your greatness. So you'll find your greatness. That's how I'd say it to you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for your support. I really, you know, it does mean a lot to me to be accepted, to be able to talk about this and to have the venue to air it. And I'd say this, too, that, you know, in the world of the Marine Corps, it would be a lot easier for me to say I have an alcohol problem or a drug problem, because that is more of what's considered a manly or acceptable thing, because it's still a men's world in the Marine Corps. And it is a lot more embarrassing or shameful to talk about having an eating disorder in that world. However, I will say this, that it's definitely pervasive. Among Marines, you know, to look good in uniform and to look strong and, you know, chiseled is something that we pride ourselves on. You know, we want to look the best, and we want to look mean, and we want to look like we can tear you apart. You know, sometimes we can't control everything about our looks, because sometimes our bodies need to go through a process and heal based on what we've done to them that isn't automatically reflected in our looks. And it's a longer road than we'd like, and we just can't make that happen. And, you know, trying to beat my body into submission for years, you know, at some point, your body, a person's body might rebel. So that's where I am, and I'm just going to give myself a little bit of grace and compassion. And I'm, you know, proud to say that I'm a Christian, so I reach out to God for some help too. But it is really the community that we heal in. And so everybody's support really does matter to me. And I don't want to be a crybaby, but I definitely will share with you guys some of the struggles along the way and how I'm going to overcome them, because I'm a new kind of warrior now, but I'm still fighting. So there you go.
Yeah. Very good. I'm a wrecking machine, by the way.
No kidding. A wrecking machine who can speak on hope.
Do you believe that? On hope. And we're going to talk about the cheesecake smoothie. That's going to be near, you know, shortly. I read a guy. He's a very successful businessman called Harvey McKay. He's in the paper every week, and he's online. And he's owned an envelope company and other parts of it for years. And he likes to talk about – he writes great columns. And I'm not going to read the whole column, but – in your situation and my situation, a lot of people's stuff going on, the word hope is a big, big thing, because we all know you're being tried and tested every day of your life. And it's like you can have a bad day one day, but you realize whatever you want, you always got that little bit of hope circulating in your heart and your brain, and it's going to happen one way or another. And There's a thing that he's good friends with Lou Holtz, and anybody that doesn't know who he is, he was a great, great coach at Notre Dame. And I'll read a few things out of here, because this really captured my attention. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of things don't capture my attention like this and hold me to it. I'll read the one paragraph, and then we're going to go in and we're going to talk about these four things that he talked about that should be in your life. All right, Aaron? So, first, hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. In short, hope changes everything. That was one of the best parts of it. There was a few others I'm going to read, but I thought that what Lou Holtz said was really big time, and I think everyone needs to hear this, me included.
Eric, will you read it one more time?
Sure. Hope sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. In short, hope changes everything. So you can't do anything without hope. Doesn't matter what you're doing, because we all know we all fall on our face, we fall on the sword, we get beat up. You know, you can get mentally beat up, you know, your self-talk, all those things, man. But there's always something in that word. It's like that little voice, man, it whispers to you. I mean, you know, some people call it your little inner voice. Maybe you can call that hope. But it's, you know, but when you think, you know, it seems like the whole world is shouting at you, no, that maybe is always there, man. And that's what's the most important thing. That's how I look at everything. There's always a maybe. It doesn't matter what it is. There's always that maybe. But I'm going to read what Lou Holtz said. So he said you need four things in your life. Number one, everyone needs something to do. Okay, we'll tackle that first. I need to stay busy. I'm that kind of guy. I like to stay busy. If I don't stay busy, I can get in trouble. That's just me. I like to create, like to build. As everybody knows, I'm building two companies here right now in the process. And, you know, I love physicality. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but today was an outstanding day training. This is the best day I've had training probably in 5 months. Things are healing. My brain seems to be really intact. You know, we went out, did some just medium light front squats with the Apollon axle dead stop. Went 201 for some sets just as a warm-up. I was using it today. We got right in the Hoosa steel stone. I pulled from mid-shin today 400 pounds with it, and I pulled it like lightning. And I pulled the thing so fast, I almost went back. I lit that thing so hard, and I was like, man, oh, man, because we filmed that, and I'm going to put it up tomorrow. The little things, man. It was like, you know, 3 weeks ago, it was 290 out of the chute. You know, and it was like today, I walked in there with a purpose more than ever. When I got, I had a hard time sleeping last night because I was thinking about a lot of things and lifting too. There's a few things on my mind. And I got up. I couldn't wait to get up this morning. You know, I usually get up 5:30. I blew out of bed, man. Went and did stuff early. We started at 10:30. Just smoked everything, you know, Apollon, barbell curls, reverse curls. I'm not going to bore you, neck, stuff like that. But my point of the matter is this. You know, I've had some crap with this shoulder, and I get insane. I get mental. I mean, really bad. And it's like today, it felt like with the business, like I've turned the corner again, man. I don't know what it's going to feel like tomorrow or whatever, but it's once again, these dreams you got. I got big dreams this year. And to face that reality, I'm going to need boatloads of hope. So I'll go to you because I know we got time constraints and stuff. But what do you – I mean, you can comment on that or whatever you think. You know, what do you need? Everybody needs something to do. I mean, what is it? What do you like?
Yeah, so I think that connection between hope and something to do is really great because what you're talking about is that – by finding something to do, you're looking towards the future. You're believing through sort of having a kind of faith that
yep.
you're going to rise up. And that kind of is a self-fulfilling prophecy, if you will. You know, it feeds the hope to keep hope alive. And I think that's a chink in the armor of despair. And it's enough to show that we're willing to move in the direction we need to move for healing and self-motivation and all that stuff. So, I'm trying to redefine myself and find new things or maybe rediscover the old things that I like to do that don't have anything to do with like body movement, feeding myself, cooking or nutrition, which is kind of hard because I have a whole business built around that. But just some things I've done lately are just kind of going out in nature, some drawing. I used to write poetry. So it is finding those things and waking them up again. But I'll definitely be discovering that in the process and sharing that with you a little bit. I don't know yet.
Well, that's fine. That's not an issue at all. All right, number two, everyone needs someone to love. That's a funny thing. Yeah, I don't know how I would even define that for me. Love is different with different people. That's probably how I would say it. You can love a lot of people. I'm talking in my perspective, but love of your family, like your mom, is different than like your niece. You know what I'm saying? Like for me, I mean that's what it is. I don't love everybody the same. And I've always had a big problem with the word love. And I'm not going to open up a ton about that, but I don't give that word out easy. If I say that to you, I mean it. I think too many people give that word out real easy, and they don't mean it. Or it's just at the moment. You know, so on that subject, I would say if there's anything complex with me, that would probably be it. But I know when I love someone or something, because I'm not afraid to say it to you, you know, either. I don't hold back. I don't do things like that. But I don't know. There's just some things that I just don't hand out real easy, and that's one of them. So that's it. Go ahead.
I think to be fully human beings, like to feel just really alive in every way, that we have to sort of actively be loving somebody or something that's a being, right? It might even be a pet, but being able to love that thing every day and share your love and pour out your love to something that's an animate being is important. And I think for some people, it's sort of generally a community of people they love, or maybe it's, you know, their higher power or their child or their dog. But I think to feel really alive, we need that. At least I know that I do. So I've got my little girl. I've got a hamster. I've got a community of you know, brothers and sisters that I generally love and that understand me to some degree. You know, and that's you guys too. That a lot of you fall in my, what I would say is my tribe. And even though maybe we haven't connected one-on-one, you know, there's sort of a general kinship and human love, a love of humanity, I think, there.
Sounds good to me. I love myself.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, well, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else.
You're right. That's absolutely true. Totally.
I'm always right. Number three, everyone needs someone to believe in. That's big. That's real big. Even a guy like me needs someone to believe in, because sometimes walking that road alone ain't always fun. I can do it, but it's nice to have somebody that likes what you like to do, watches your back, doesn't ask anything out of you that you wouldn't ask out of them, loyal. You know, someone that you want to spend your life with or do things with for a long time, that's a big connection like that. So for me, those are all the things that I look at where I would say, okay, I believe in you and believe in what you do, and I would support you with anything. That's what it is with me. You're up, Aaron.
Yeah, I think that you hit on a good word there, and that's support, right? Somebody that we can all cheerlead for, that we can support, that we can get behind. I mean, it's more than kinship or friendship. Like you said, it's really believing in someone. And in some ways, that sort of pulls us along towards growth ourselves, right? It's that idea that iron sharpens iron. Or is it steel sharpens steel? I can't remember which one it is.
Yeah.
But that we, by being around or in support of other people who maybe hold up ideals we believe in, that makes us a little bit sharper. That encourages us to grow and stretch also.
I think it's also primal. It's like somebody you meet, you're drawn to them right away. Bang, you're connected. You don't know each other at all, but there's some type of connection, some kind of wherever it was. Was it a void in your life? Was it something out there? It's been there, and finally, bang, you hit it. And it feels like you got hit with a stick of dynamite and survived it. That's what, to me, it's all about. It's when your belief – I look at a lot of things differently anyways, as you know. I believing in somebody is a very deep thing to me. It's something probably that I would keep very close to myself before I would even admit to that, you know, with somebody that I did believe in a different way. There's a lot of things. I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but that's a pretty I think it's like a very intricate way you're connected with somebody. It's almost like a puzzle, man. All the pieces, man, just turn into one big picture. And that's kind of like how I see it with somebody, believing, et cetera, et cetera. You want to add anything to that, or you want me to go to the next question?
No, go to the next one.
Okay. Everyone needs something in his or her life to hope for. So I think that has to do with, in a lot of ways, of like, what do you want to do? You know, what's your ambitions, your dreams? And I think to have an ambition or dream, you got to have a lot of hope. Because I think when you decide to really take a chance on yourself, we've talked about this before on and off the air, not everybody's always going to support you. A lot of people are going to try to dissuade you from doing it. And a lot of people are going to like to say to you, if, when you fall the first time on your face, I told you so. But I think it's pertinent and very, if you don't have something that you really care about, that you really have passion for, I mean, you can get by in life. You know, we all know that. You know, you can do your 9-to-5, have your 3 kids, you know, be in debt up to your eyeballs and fighting with your wife. That's not what I want. I mean, you know, that's nonsense, man, to live like that. What I want, man, is I want to be like on that roller coaster ride where, you know, some days kicking ass, other days you're getting your ass kicked, because they're all character builders like that. And it's like, I like to burn the candle at both ends and see if I can get burnt in the middle. That, you know, that's just me. That's the way I approach things, because I feel that way. I always feel like I can get through them no matter what. It's when I feel like I'm going to let down is when I always get the hammer. And it's like, and that's okay too. I mean, we from athletics and all kinds of things, that's the way things go. Sometimes you're real successful. Sometimes you're okay. Sometimes you just get flattened, man. And, I've just learned over the course of the last almost 3 years with everything here that, the highs and lows are always going to be there, but there's more highs, man. And it's like, you know, like I'm looking 2 years ahead here, you know, you want to mix hope in with the dreams and everything, I can stir that right into the pudding, as they say. It's like, it's incredible. It feels like you're supercharged. And if you've never done it, I don't know how to explain it to you, but picture yourself just, I don't know, the first girl you ever kiss in your life might be the closest thing where that butterflies in your stomach, man, maybe your lips connect or they don't, but it's like, holy shit, man, I'm here. That's kind of like what it feels like. So it's yours now.
So I think when I think about vision and creating a better future and hope and all of that stuff and the trials of life, I want to say this. I made a vision board last week, which was really cool. I only gave myself like 15, 20 minutes to do it. So I had to kind of just look at the things that I had around me and, you know, magazines or whatever, yank out some things that really spoke to me. I just tried to make it where it was very intuitive and go with the flow and gut feelings, and came up with this great vision board that just, you know, it says explore the mountain of life. There's a lot of nature pictures in it. There's the Camino de Santiago, which I'd like to go hike, you know, this wild animal that says ready for anything, you know, some wild cats that says leave a beautiful legacy. And born to be wild. I think that it's important when we sort of get caught up in our daily lives and the operations of our daily lives, that at every once in a while we retreat to a place where we envision a future and we don't criticize it. We kind of let that dream happen and maybe capture it, you know, write it down a few things that you'd like to do before you die, get them out there. Cause yeah, life will blow you down some days and pick you back up. And if you can remember what speaks to you or see it in front of you, like on a vision board, it can help lift you up on those days that aren't so hot.
Yeah. Look forward to tomorrow.
Exactly.
Punish it.
Yes.
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 Live it.
Get something.
I could go,
Get some, as we say in the Marine Corps, and that means everything, right? That means get some of the training, get some of whatever else you might be thinking, but it just means get it, go after it, seize the day, carpe diem.
Yeah. Go lift some stones. Bust your ass. Open up your eyeballs. Get a big whiff of cold air. You know what I mean? Walk down the street, man, like you got purpose in your step, you know? Have that steel look in your eyes, you know, be kind to somebody, you know, and, you know, be good and have people want you around. And when they hear you talk, they stop. They open their ears to you because you have purpose. you know what you're talking about, and you care about things. That's what it's all about. All the hope, everything out there, man. Put your friggin' imprint in the world. Don't leave the world with nothing. At least leave something behind that's good, that people are going to appreciate, man. Just be that. Like I always say, be that steward of strength. It's not just lifting weights, lifting stones. It's that inside. It's that internal grit. Never be afraid to do that. I could go off very hard right now, but I'm not going to. Well, do you got any more to say about hope, or do you want to just go right into the smoothie?
No. Yeah, we can go right into the smoothie. I think that we covered a great deal of good stuff that, you know, if you're a human being, you could take any of that and put it in your pack and have a better day. So that's all good stuff.
Okay, all good. Hit blueberry cheesecake smoothie then, please.
I will hit the smoothie. So don't worry, guys. Like, I'm not going to ditch the food side of the house. I still have to eat, right? A girl's got to eat. So I still come up with yummy smoothie recipes. This one is a blueberry cheesecake smoothie. It's really high in protein, of course. You can amp up the fat depending what you pick from and the ingredients as I go over them. Okay, but here it goes. Here it goes. Half a cup to one cup of frozen berries, depending on your liking. I call this a blueberry cheesecake smoothie. I think blueberries work really well. You can still find good blueberries right now. But you can get frozen blueberries or frozen strawberries or a mixture, whatever you like. A half a cup of whatever kind of milk you like to use to a full cup, or you can split it with water. I find it all to be a little bit too milky, too creamy, too thick, so I like to split it with water. That's the way I do it. About 5 ice cubes, a scoop of vanilla protein powder, and a third of a cup of fat. It doesn't have to be fat-free. Like I said, it can be fat-free or depending on how much fat you like to use. But cottage cheese, or you can use any kind of plain yogurt. The cottage cheese will make it more cheesecake-like, and it won't be lumpy. I mean, it'll get blended into nothing, and that'll make it more of a cheesecake taste. However, I know that there are some vegans out there. It's possible that maybe we're staying away from some animal proteins right now. I don't know. But if so, you could use a yogurt that's a coconut milk-based or almond-based. Or please just don't use soy. If you do, at least make sure it's not GMO. So a third a cup of that, and then 1 tablespoon. And this is sort of the preserved stuff, but it makes it really cheesecakey. Sugar-free cheesecake Jello, or if you don't want to do something that has that stuff in it, you can use 1 wedge of Laughing Cow cheese. And this is just going to really make it completely taste like cheesecake and thicken it. And then you blend all that, and you can, if you do graham crackers, you can sprinkle a tablespoon of graham cracker crumbs on the top. I don't do that yet. However, I am having to eat all sorts of things lately that I don't like to eat. So maybe I'll be eating graham cracker crumbs in the near future. But just blend it. It's delicious. It's beautiful. It's silky and creamy, and it does taste like cheesecake.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it. It's delicious. I really want one right now.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you give out all your information? I'll give mine, and we'll wrap the show up, if you would, please.
Yes. You can reach me via my email at ehmackin, M-A-C-K-I-N. At outlook.com. You can also find me at paleofx.com, and that's with an EFFECTS. You can also find me on Facebook, Erin Heather Mackin, or PaleoFX on Facebook. You can also find me on LinkedIn.
Okay. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111. Hearts Collision for New York State residents only. That's 518-477-7937. Don't forget, too, about Steven Santangelo. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. This is 100% pure, wholesome, organic food. So you can get a hold of Stephen at primalcreations@aol.com or on Facebook, STEPHEN.SANTANGELO.75. And don't forget about our friend Jason Fulner. You can go out and get his PlanAYearOfWorkouts.com. You can also go to Amazon Prime, order it for $5. There's no shipping cost. I've got one. They're excellent. You can track everything you want in it, you know, write down what you're working out with for the day, et cetera, et cetera. Also, too, go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. Strength times power equals success. The Winner's Circle, obviously, you've talked about those. Those are the two biggest products I have to date. Check both of those out at FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Also, too, sponsorship's big for this show. You can go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com or MotivationAndMuscle.com. Fill out the form. Like I said, we'll honor January no matter when you go up on here. It's $100 just for this month, and that's it. 5 to 15 shows a week, millions of listeners. We're going to be around for a long, long time. And like I always say, we don't follow the path. We clear cut it. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. If there's a show you'd like Aaron and I to specifically talk about, FiorellaBarbellCo.com. Oh, I'm sorry, FiorellaBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. That's all. I keep thinking of the other one. We're all on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've been getting. I thank everybody for that. Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. On Twitter, at Fiorello Eric. And I'll leave you with these few things. If someone reaches out to you in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to speak to them or give them some words of encouragement. As you heard here with Aaron, words, you know, words have a lot of healing power. Words can also destroy you. So go on the good end, man. You know, try to do some purposeful stuff and encourage people. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello or give somebody a smile. That might be all they get for that day. And as I always say, if you're going to lift, do anything tonight, go out and bend that iron up, you know, squat that big heavy bar, take some stones and turn them into dust. And as our new Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says, in blood red on both sides, domination. We are domination, man, and we are going to dominate the world with this show. I promise, man. This is going to be the biggest thing. Well, you wait to see what's going to happen this year. We're going to be all over the planet, I promise you. If there's one thing I do before I leave this earth, that thing is going to be in everybody's backyard. As I always say, you know, like Russell Fur says with us, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of the speakers. Like I said, I will say this to the day we sign off because that's one of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten. We are the real deal. Aaron, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Eric.
You're welcome. So for Aaron Mackin, this is Eric Fiorello. As I always say, be a steward of strength. Put some hope in your life, man. You know, how about a big hope injection? Wake up tomorrow, think about some dreams you got, make them a reality, and just mix them in with hope. And most of all, man, just be a friggin' tough ass about shit. Don't let all the friggin' punks and little friggin' wussy asses out there tell you how to behave and live, man. Create your own path, you know? Women like men. They don't like bullies. They like men. So
yeah,
think about that, boys. What's that?
Is it, yeah, what? We do.
That's right. So, you know, as I always say, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road, man, and watch the world go by. We'll be talking to you real soon and have what's left of the weekend. I start tomorrow. I got John Hart and I got my boy Kenny Nowicki on. So we're going to be talking to some big strong man tomorrow morning. And I've got a real busy week. And we're going to use the word hope here all week, man, big time. So have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon. And I don't know, just go out and do something magnificent. That's what it's all about. Be happy.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.